Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. This past week, the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation joined 16 states in the country that are now offering non-binary gender designation in driver's licenses and photo ID cards. This means that in addition to male and female, when it comes to gender, one can just designate oneself as X. This is for those persons with gender confusion, gender dysphoria. They can be referred to as X. While new to Pennsylvania licenses, such confusion, such designation is not new, but it is certainly more and more pronounced in our day, extending not just into sexuality, but far beyond, into politics and spirituality, even into the day-to-day COVID world. There's more and more confusion. We live in strange and challenging times. Even in the article I was reading, they quoted a person named Tyler, who said, "It does seem strange that I refer to myself as X, but I'll take it." Today, we conclude the 13th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, a chapter that is full of parables about the kingdom of God. And we're given three more parables today that speak of how wide that kingdom is. How extensive that kingdom is, the wide net, the treasure in the field, the pearl of great price. We've already heard the weeds and the wheat, the various types of soil. These parables teach that the kingdom of God is indeed big, that it includes all, that it is for all. But these parables do more than just offering or gathering us all, but they give. And they give a clarity and hope. They give a light and a life. These parables give a wisdom that is so very much needed in our world today. And we see that need. In the first reading today, we meet a young King Solomon. He's the third king of Israel. He's a king whose name means peace. And he reigns in a time of peace, a united kingdom. He built the temple. And when he comes to the early point in his life, he's made king. And he's presented by God with an offer. Solomon, ask for anything you want and it will be yours. He asks for an understanding heart. He knows that it's not mere authority, it's not mere information or data that provide wisdom. But he knows that he needs understanding. So he sought it, he asked for it, and he received it. And we're the recipients of a lot of his wisdom. But Solomon did not always understand. He did not always stand under the reign of God. Riches, power, lust gave way. And Solomon's reign ended very sadly, in disaster. My friends, as we hear the kingdom of parables, we are invited to understand, to stand under, and to never be out from under the reign of God, his authority, his working in our lives. What is it that keeps us under the care of God? What is it that allows us to grow in his grace and in his kingdom way of life? It's the person of Jesus. Jesus is the keystone. He is the linchpin of our Christian life. How faith does not give way to fear. how love never turns into using or abusing. And hope gives us a confidence of the world that is yet to come. Today, as we find ourselves in this late July week, today, as we gather and hear the conclusion of these kingdom parables, let us thank God for what the kingdom provides us. And let us ever seek more that understanding heart and mind, that way of the kingdom that God provides, the way of Jesus. And in that kingdom, we will find peace. God be with you.